Good morning. Welcome
Love
to You Are
Talk
Okay.
Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. It's so nice to have you all here today. I'm going to ask you to give me a quick second, and I'm going to play a piece of music called Farthest Shore. Just because I had a long day yesterday, and I'll tell you about it in a moment, but let's just listen to a few minutes of Farthest Shore while I get everything going here. I need this music this morning to just breathe and connect. Yesterday was an immense day for me. Breathe with me, please. Let's breathe together. As I've said so many times, when I breathe, I pull in my breath through the soles of my feet to elongate my feet. I feel that breath moving up the front of my calves, up my thighs, and it crosses my buttock, my tailbone. And then I pull breath in, fearless, moving past the zone of fear and leading the fear in my tailbone to go to the earth for what it means. As the fearless breath moves up, it comes into the zone of creativity. Take breath. And that breath is where you can start to start. It's where your children first come into your mind and into your body. But it is also where your brightest thoughts come, where you can connect with those you love on a very physical level. So moving forward, I pull creative breath up with the fearless breath. And then I come to the zone between your stomach and your, just below your belly button. And that is the solar plexus chakra. And that is the zone of healing. And today I'm going to play there with each of you. As we infuse the healing aspect of thought with breath, that is fearless creation. And I am sending out healing energy. I want you to breathe that in and send healing energy out. Because what we are doing here is joining our thoughts and our minds in a conscious belief that there is a better way. And if no one starts, we will never stop. This does not need any dint like going to see the Stones, but that shows my age, Taylor Swift. It needs to be just a gentle, constant reminder for ourselves that we are enough. That we can do this. That we can change. and it will grow into an event. As we send today healing energy out, we are awakening others and we are believing in the power within us. Continuing, fearless, creative, healing breath, bring it up to your heart. And lately my heart has felt a little bad. How about you, heart? So let's open our hearts to let's invite in love. Let's send out. Let us be love. Let us believe. Continuing to breathe together. I'm going to play this music one more time. I'm sorry, I normally do my warm-up before I get on this show, and in a few minutes I'll explain why I didn't. So we're just continuing as far as shore, and we're throwing back our shoulders, and we are sending out love. And we are receiving love from one another. Now, please carry your creative, healing, loving breath up to your voice chakra. Friends, this is the zone of our words. And when we speak, we so often do not look at the hidden. It could be perceived by others in the world. The messages that cause the people to feel judged by us. The messages that cause people to think we think we're more than they are. The messages that can cause people to feel pain. And what we want to do is we want to try to hear creative, healing, loving breath to infuse the word we choose with courage. Even when you don't feel it, even when you are angry, you put from outward of pain. Breathe. Control your words. And maybe just say, I don't understand. As we begin to tap down the passions of anger, we begin to release the passion, kindness, and love. Now, continuing to breathe, focusing on my work, let us pull that fearless, creative, healing, loved, kindly speaking, forgiving breath up to our crown chakra, which is the space, to our third eye, which is the space between, in your forehead, right in the center. It's not reserved for one faith or another, because we're all children. We're all human beings. We all bleed. We all breathe. It is a zone recognized by Jesus, by Buddha, in Hindu faith. They put a god there. In the Muslim faith, the Islamic faith, they bow and bend their head, touch their third eye. In the Jewish faith, they raise the seat. They touch their prayer. It defines who we are and what we are. Today, manifest yourself as your truth, as the person that you are at your core. And know that that matters to the world. Now, continuing to pull your creative, fearless, your creative, healing, loving, kind, manifesting breath up to the top of your head and open your head as though you have on a baseball cap and feel the wonder of combining your breath with the breath of God. And now, I am ready to continue the program, and I appreciate your joining with me in my preparation. I am sitting in a space that is infused with love. I am enough. I don't have to be more than enough, nor do you. I have my incense playing and my dog, for whatever reason, sitting on my lap today. She's feeling insecure. Her name is China. So today, if I'm stumbling through things, there'll be a lot of reasons, and I will explain some to you in a few moments. But let us together join our breath with God's, and let's together. I'm sorry, I have this online thing going and I'm trying to get everybody going. Let us together now with Niles, be still thy soul. In silence, unite our breaths further. As you take your first breath in, breathe in, I am enough. And you are. And I hope you can hear me today because my voice is softer. And as you breathe out, after you've done your creative, your fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving, kind, manifesting breath, and it joins with the breath of God, and now it is uniquely inspired, breathe out, I am enough. And you will have 3 minutes and 40 seconds, a lot of breathing.
Thank you.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, we all are individually sources of light, and collectively we are as bright as the sun. Today we're going to be talking about a really important topic about being true to you, and I'm looking at what I was God-inspired to write about this, a being created from God to manifest love. There is no act of love too small to matter. There is no act of love too big to surmount another's acts. Love is love, and love is God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you use the word love, in the beginning was the Word was with love, and the Word was love. We do so much with our words. We need to aspire to show our true self, our loving self, and let God go of the misperception that any one of us is not enough because we are not perfect according to someone else's standards. It took everything each and every one of us have lived to be the beautiful beings that are sitting here right now, breathing together. Thank you for joining me. So let me tell you about what's been going on. Oh, my. Oh, my. Pardon me, I didn't want to cough in your ears. Yesterday was the day that we interred my parents. Both of my parents died back in the winter. My mother died on Christmas Day. What a wonderful blessing for her. She loved Christmas so much. And to use that day, that time, to go home, it is amazing to me. And I'm respectful of that. And every Christmas we'll have an extra special celebration in memory of all the kind acts that my mother did. My father died shortly after that on March 9th, and you will notice that there was even a gap in me being here on the radio for a period as my parents were, their health was failing. But when all is said and done, what lovely contributions they made to the world. As I listened to people talk, I was so impressed by the touch that each one of my parents had on others. And I was also touched by just the beauty of being with family and the glow of love in their eyes. And it was glorious. It was truly, truly a glorious day. We had a butterfly release. They released, they gave me a flag that I'm going to give to my nephew, David. It was just an amazing, amazing day. It was a day, though, that was totally full of cooking, between cooking and mourning, I guess, both of which can be a little bit exhausting. And so here I am this morning at about 14 minutes before 9 o'clock, waking up. Now, I woke up at 6:30, and then I woke up again at 7:30, and I really thought I was just going to do my own little snooze alarm. Oh, my goodness. So here we come, and normally the things that I would have done before I came on the air, I did with all of you today. And I want you to know how uplifting it was to share that time with you, and how uplifting it will be to share it with others who listen. I have absolutely no idea why, except it's working, my friends. We are collectively raising our consciousness. Together, we are doing it. We are encouraging people to be loved. There can be no other explanation for why this show, in my mind, has become so popular. Now, I want you to know I'm not a staff-picked show, and I can understand why that is. But last week, I had over 1,100, close to 1,200 listeners between the persons who listened here and the persons who listen in the archival. Wow, that's amazing. I used to have one or two. And my friends, if of those people who listen to this show, they're coming here to listen to the show, they're making a knowing decision that they want to listen to the show, and that is phenomenal. That is truly phenomenal, because in doing that, we are joining our minds in peace, in love, in kindness. You know what? I think that because I talk about this with others, I do hear the contra idea, you know, but I have to agree with the Dalai Lama. If we just taught our children to meditate in 8 years, there would be a huge change. But in order for us to teach our children to meditate, we need to start with ourselves. And to have all of these people, from 1 to nearly 1,200, listening to this show shows that change is imminent. If we all start living what we believe, if we're not afraid to talk about it. What's interesting, my friends, is that I have many friends who tell me that I'm a utopian. And I'm not quite sure, I don't see what I believe as utopia. I see it as our nature. I see it as your nature. I see all of the conditions that we've placed on things as contrary to our nature. I see us as loving beings. My gosh, my friends, if you feel jealousy growing in you, put it aside. Celebrate the growth of your friends. Celebrate their successes. Celebrate them. If you unite with your soulmate and he's not going to be there with you for whatever reasons, maybe he's afraid of the energy of being with you. It doesn't matter. Maybe he's afraid of you believing that love matters. It doesn't matter. Join in that energy. Love that energy. Share that energy. Every day, wish him or her the best day that they can possibly have. Love him with your whole being, even if you cannot be with him. Because we are energy, my friends. We are energy. We are loving beings. We have power in our thoughts. That is our greatest and highest power, is our thoughts. And yet we allow our thoughts to get clouded with things that are reflective of our human condition. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being human beings, because of course we are human beings. But we have a divine soul, a spark in us, a soul that is a part of us. And when we nourish and feed that soul, we nourish and feed our hearts. We nourish and feed our human beings. And that is what we are human beings. We are here to be something, and we are here to be love. We are here to open up the door and be love and be kind and be caring. And we are afraid to do that because we are afraid there is not enough. We are afraid to do that because if our soulmate cannot be with us, we don't want our soulmate to be with anybody. So why is it that when we start to love, my friends, we immediately start to feel the fear of unloving? That we begin to fear to just expose our hearts and enjoy the momentary feeling of love. Allow it to grow within us until it becomes our very being. Why do we always think that we need to be leery? We start to love, we begin being afraid we're not going to be in love. We start a new job, we become afraid that we're not going to keep the job. We reach out to someone and we become afraid that they're going to reject us. We dare to be kind and we become fearful that people will tell us being kind is weak. You know, I know, that being kind, that being loved, that opening yourself up to all that is, to all the joy that is, to modeling that and to believing in that, to showing people your true self, that is not weak. That is strong. That is powerful. If we can join together in love, those who cannot join together in love, those who have themselves so tied up that they are harming others, that they are not caring about mankind, that they care only about their own needs, then we can deal with that personality in love. I want the enormity of that statement to rest with you for a moment. It does not mean that we need to applaud negative behavior, but it means that when someone is acting in a way that is contrary and destructive to our species, human beings, when they are acting contrary to the well-being of this species. Wow, there's a lot of being God's put in our language, isn't there? When they are not sensitive to the viability of all, when they are not aware that everyone deserves basic needs, We're not talking. You know how the Rolling Stones, I must be on a Stones kick today. You can't always get what you want, you get what you need. Well, folks, there are people out there who are not getting what they need. And how can we, as good, loving, caring people, not do what needs to be done to take care of them? I know why. Because we're afraid. We're afraid that there is maybe not enough. Let me assure you, there is more than enough. I saw the amount of food that was there yesterday, and I was in awe. And most of it I prepared. I over-prepared. How many times do you over-prepare? How many times do you over-prepare your food? How many of us live in oversized houses? I'm raising my hand on these things. How many people drive oversized vehicles? How many people eat oversized meals? We love each other, we care for each other, but we do not care for all that are. And it is in your nature to want to do that. It is part of who you are. All of these people who are going hungry around the world are part of each of us. And you don't have to be a millionaire to help. And now we have to figure out a way where we can help without being laden down with 85% of the money that we give to help going to places that it shouldn't go. And my friends, that's where you and I, who listen to this show, that's where we can begin to use our conscious raising to begin changing the thinking of those who distribute food, those who accept food, those who build shelters, those of us that have oversized lives. We can develop a conscious MIM where we start to redefine in love what we need. Or maybe I want to re-say that. We start to redefine in love what we want. Because it's pretty clear to me, if people are surviving with minimal shelter in a tent with 3 bowls of rice a day, a couple cups of milk, that our needs are really very basic. But our fear of there not being enough drives us. The fear there is not enough. What will happen if everything goes? What will happen if we have a war? What will happen if this happens? I need this, I need this, I need this. And all of our needs pretty much are defined, myself included, frivolously. Now, what we want, that's a different story. And what you and I today are going to do is we're going to work for this brief moment, because we have prayed as we've raised the consciousness around the world. We've prayed for many, many things together. We've meditated together for many things. We've meditated for peace. We've meditated for prosperity for others. And now let us today meditate for food and shelter. Let us send out together a giant, giant, mind-changing event. It does not mean that we, those of us who choose to have creature comforts, do not get to have creature comforts. It instead means that we develop a way of making sure that all people have their needs met, and that it occurs without shame, without indignity, without judgment, without a perception of them being less than, but instead as a human right. And if that makes me someone who believes in utopia, if I am utopian because I believe that we can take care of everyone on some level, and if politically that makes me a liberal because I don't want to see masses of people without food, without shelter. In our own country, people are without shelter and food. If that makes me a liberal, if that makes me a utopian, so be it. So be it. Because I am here with you to talk about love. I am here with you to see the beautiful wonder of each of you. I see your glistening soul light when we meditate. I feel your presence as you join the circle, even in the archival mode. When I come back to the show and I check every day, I feel the wonder of your power. I feel the presence of love and the presence of God in the room. And those feelings are what matter to me more than anything else in life. My responsibility for how I live has created for me a sense of joy and peace when I choose to let go of the fears of what will someone else think. How will they judge me? Is this appropriate in their eyes? And when I focus not on me, but on them. My friends, there are so many people who don't feel loved. Tomorrow, when you go out, I'm going to encourage you to use kind words to people, to uplift people, to let go of the negative dialogue. If someone wants to gossip with you, turn it around. If you find yourself failing in that, forgive yourself and try again. At some point, we will become well-wishers. At some point, we will become kind talkers. At some point, we will be all we can be. And we will be beings of love. At some point, we will have people fed. And I need your help to know how to do this, because I'm just one person with you. So there's 1,000 of us. There's 2,000 of us. There's millions and billions of people. Not millions, billions. And all of this mem thinking about acquisitiveness, accumulation, fear there's not enough, belief that some people are less than because God thinks they are less than, permeates the men that is in our society. And that's what we do here. We work to show through the mem that love is possible. Now, we've got about 18 minutes left, and I've taken you through a lot of meditation today. But we're going to meditate again. And this time, we're going to meditate collectively to feed the people, to house the people, to clothe the people. As some of you know, I'm a lawyer, and I find it very interesting that if we are going to conserve someone because they have a mental disorder, I don't know how every state is. I can't speak to those states. But in California, if a person has a mental disorder, and I want you to listen to this, if they have a mental disorder and cannot feed themselves, or clothe themselves, or provide shelter for themselves, they are deemed to be gravely disabled. And society will place them into a facility where they are cared for. Does it make you wonder if maybe we've got the cart in front of the horses? Why do we wait? Why don't we start in the beginning and make sure the people have food, clothing, and shelter? And perhaps we will not have the incidence of mental illness. How can we care so much on one hand and care so little when it's out of sight on the other? Because I will tell you, I think the reason in part that people care so much about the mentally ill is it makes them feel uncomfortable. And so it's better to keep them someplace different. And if you don't have, if poverty is hidden and you don't see it, if you make sure that homeless people don't sit on the sidewalks, if you push it out of sight, you can act like it doesn't exist. But that is not who you are. That is not who any of you are. You are beautiful, caring, loving spirits. You have come to this earth and have now remembered who you are. You are here to live and show love in your actions. You are here to live and show love in your words. You are here to celebrate love. You are here to help me show it is not utopia. All we are saying is give love a chance. This species, for thousands of years now, has tried war, fear, power, control, diminution, and look where we are. It's time to raise our consciousness so that together we can raise the consciousness of this planet by sending out our thoughts of love. And today, in whatever manner you choose to do, I will guide you through this. But please, add your own words, add your own thoughts, add your own power, add your own self to this. It isn't about Mara. It's about us. We are brothers and sisters in this together. We are connected beings. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So, if you were in the middle of the Sahara and you were very hungry, what would you hope and pray someone would do for you? If you were in Appalachia and the snows were starting to come and your shoes had holes in them and your belly was empty, what would you hope someone would bring to you? With that said, I'm going to play with you, or for you. I have to look at the amount of time we have left. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to select a piece of music. That's another thing I try to do normally before we start. Pardon me for a moment. This is kind of like a monologue always, and I invite you folks to call in, but I never gave you the phone number today. And half the time I forget. But it's not because I think my words are so important that no other words can echo or say what I say. Please know, I do not believe that. I know that many of you have dynamic thoughts because I feel them in the circle of love. Today we're going to use a piece called Solar Wind Interstellar. I'm going to put it down so that you can hear my voice. I hope that the music is adequately loud. I would like for you to please get yourself into a comfortable position. And as you do so, begin to feel your connection to all of your surroundings. Feel the vibrancy of the room that you're in. Look for a spot that for you is beautiful, a spot that is uplifting and unifying, and that is going to become your spot today when you open your eyes. And all kinds of things will buy that spot. You'll find you, with you that you have become. All of life blessed you. Remind you that mistakes do not die, but you choose to stay in them. And each moment opens the door to a new you, a new decision. Please reach out your dominant hand as you begin to breathe. And I want you this time to hold the hand to your body as you pull the breath up through your body so that you can feel the energy inside you and in your breath, because it is a powerful breath that we are going to be using for a powerful mission. Gain or perhaps the utopia. Let's begin to breathe. Pulling our breath in. However you do it, me, it's through the feet. Pulling it up my calf, my thigh, crossing over. Fearless breath. Create. Heal. Love. Feel. Kind. Forgiving. Natural breath, and if you could stop your breath, I would like you now to reach out, speak, continue. Reach out your non-dominant hand now and take the hand of God, your neighbors, so that together we have formed a human being. A circle that will grow as people listen to the show forever. A circle that will manifest. And now, pull your fears, create healing, love, forgiving, and kind, manifesting breath of God with the breath of God. And feel the power of God around you as the circle begins to glow with the power of our combined thoughts, with the energy that we are sending out to the world. Love. Breathe out. There is enough. Let us, as we breathe in the next time, let us see in our mind's eye all of the food that is produced in all of the world. And let us see that food being distributed so that children have fat tummy of food, not fat tummy of food. As we begin to heal the thinking of this plant, and we begin to show there is enough food. Enough food for children, there's enough food for adults. There is enough food. Feel the pressure through your body like a wave at an event. We are moving, sync with the universe. We are full of life. We are life. We are thinking and sending food. We are thinking and sending the conscious mem, the conscious thought to the world. There is enough food. There is enough. Visualize food being distributed to those in need. And know that your thought, you have the power to make this thing happen. You are grand enough. Everyone is grand enough. You are not less than. You are enough. There is nothing to fear. You are what is needed right now. Your presence in this circle is a signal to that effect. As we feel the pulsating energy of the universe, human being, God. Human being, God. Human being, God. God is not some esoteric, undefinable being, but is instead put into the genetic structure of each of us. And in that genetic structure, there is also the power to begin together to create change. And that is what we are doing. There is enough. There is enough love. And we are love. feel the energy of this music behind me, of our unique connection to all that is. The energy of this music. Can you see food being distributed around the world? Continue to send love. Believing that you are enough, so liberating. Knowing you are enough is life defining. Knowing you are enough is life changing. You are beautiful beings. It is an honor to link my energy with yours. Coming back to yourself, letting go of the hand of your neighbor's body. But I'm going to encourage you to hold the hand of your God throughout the day. This is something that we know is true. God is there with you. For some reason, people do believe that. But God is there. Breathe out, breathe out. I am peace. I am love. Namaste, my friends. I salute your beautiful soul, a soul I share in all things. May love enfold you, and may you show the world today that it is possible to be kind, to be thoughtful, to be sensitive, and to speak good words. Peace be with you now and always. Until next week. Namaste. Remember, you are uniquely created, divinely inspired.